From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Russia's state-run missile manufacturer says the crash of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine may have been caused by a Russian-made missile fired from a town that was under the control of the Ukrainian government at the time of the accident. The head of Almaz Anti Company said Tuesday that the Buk missile, thought to have brought down the airliner, killing all 298 people on board, was probably fired from the village of Zadoshensky, which says Kiev's forces controlled in July 2014 when the crash occurred. Almaz Anti head Yan Nikov also said Tuesday the Russian experts have concluded that the missile believed to have brought down that plane was an older Russian-made model. UN envoy for Syria Stefan de Mistura is holding talks Tuesday in Russia as part of an effort to forge an understanding between Russian and U.S. officials and also move toward a political process to end the Syrian conflict. Monday, he told a news conference that he would also hold talks in Russia on Tuesday and then head to Washington.
It is clear that the Russian military intervention in Syria has indeed introduced new dynamics into the situation. And that means that making forecast speculations are going to be, for the moment, difficult.
Meanwhile, the Taliban say they're withdrawing from Kunduz, a city that briefly fell to the insurgents last month, as an Afghan official says that life is returning to normal. A Taliban spokesman said in an email Tuesday that the fighters are retreating to avoid further civilian casualties. This is VOA News. Iran's parliament passed a bill Tuesday approving the country's nuclear deal with a group of six world powers. The state-run IRNA news agency said lawmakers, as we hear here, voted 161 for and 59 against the bill, with 13 abstaining. The U.S. Congress, meanwhile, completed its own review period for the deal a month ago, with Democrats blocking a Republican effort to vote against it. Iran and the group that includes the United States, Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany reached the agreement in July. Under the deal, Iran will limit its nuclear program in exchange for relief from sanctions that have badly hurt the country's economy in recent years. Amnesty International said Tuesday that U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters in northern Syria may have committed war crimes by forcing thousands of people from their homes and knocking down buildings. Among the strongest accusations in its report are quotes from civilians who said they were threatened with airstrikes from the U.S.-led coalition of militaries if they did not leave. Amnesty said its researchers visited 14 towns and villages in Hasake and Raqqa provinces in July and August, as in addition to reviewing satellite photos of the areas under the control of the Kurdish People's Protection Units. The Prime Minister of Norway says a Scandinavian country would be willing to take its share of the European Union's relocation of refugees from countries hit by the migration crisis. Erna Solberg says non-EU member Norway has not yet decided how many people it will take. Her comments come as the International Organization for Migration estimates that more than 3,000 people have died while trying to cross the Mediterranean to Europe this year. After watching Republican candidates spar in two rounds of debates, Democrats looking to become the next U.S. president get their turn Tuesday as they take to the stage in Las Vegas for their first debate of the 2016 election campaign. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and her status as frontrunner in the Democratic race will put her at the center of the debate, both literally and figuratively. Recent polls put Clinton ahead with about 40% of support, while her chief challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, comes in at 25%. Myanmar election officials are considering whether to postpone parliamentary elections scheduled for next month due to recent national disasters. The Election Commission met Tuesday in the capital and discussed the idea with several political parties, including opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.